Oh, yeah, that was mercy me, and it's the cross that makes us flawless. Yeah, what an amazing thought to think that Jesus died to pay the price for our sins. And because of that, we can have that fresh start, that new beginning, and God sees us as being flawless. But sometimes it's hard for us to see ourselves that way. And there is going to be a women's conference coming up April 29th and 30th at New Life Assembly in Sparta. And the title is Flawless. And the speaker is going to be an old friend of ours, Jennifer Dukes-Lee. She is the author of Love Idol. We've talked with Jennifer before. She was in Onalaska a while back at a women's conference, but she's coming to speak again. And we have Jennifer on the phone with us. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi, Darla. It's so good to be on your show again.
You just can't stay away from the La Crosse area, can you?
I can't. It's too beautiful. I just was absolutely blown away by the beauty when I came there in the fall, and I'm sure it will be wonderful this spring as well.
Oh, well, and we were talking before we went on the air. We're going to try to get Jennifer on the bicycle trails while she's here as well, so got to enjoy that. But the conference coming up called Flawless, boy, you know what? When I get up in the morning and I look in the mirror, all I see are flaws.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Inside and out. It's like everything I'm not. But that isn't the way God sees us, is it?
No, it's not. And you're absolutely right. We are women who count the not enough. Mm. We begin as soon as we step up. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not grandmother enough. I'm not mother-in-law enough. I'm not daughter-in-law enough. I'm not Christian enough. Or sometimes we step on the scale and we think, I'm just too much. Or that our personality is too much. And so we have what we have in our minds, actually, what's called a negativity bias. So since almost the very beginning, we have seen the worst about ourselves. And because of that, we continue to see the worst about ourselves. The negativity bias was actually good for us in times when we were prey and lived around predators. Like, it would help us to alert ourselves to a lion in the bushes or a tiger in the bushes. Our negativity bias would literally save us. But it doesn't serve us very well now when we're women in 2016. And the negativity bias is the reason why if 100 people have something to say about us and 99 of those things are really nice things, we will always focus on the thing that was negative, on the critical comment. It's why when we look in the mirror, we don't see maybe the beautiful color of our eyes. We see the wrinkles on our forehead. So it's just a natural tendency to see what's negative about ourselves. So we have to use God's word and times of prayer and conferences like the one we're going to have in Sparta to remind each other of what God has to say about us to work against that negativity bias.
Mm. Yeah, that is so true. Everything that you were saying is so true. But I think back when I was a child a long, long time ago, you know, some of the things that I remember, most of the things I remember are the negative things that people said. I'm sure there were a lot of positive, well, I shouldn't say that, but I'm hoping there were a lot of positive things that maybe a teacher said to me. But I remember the negative ones. I remember the teacher who made me stand up and try to read aloud and ridiculed me because I could not say the word soldier. I always said soldier, and that sticks in my head. And I think that's, like you said, people can say 100 good things, but there's that one bad thing, and that's what sticks, and that's what we focus on. And to be able to see ourselves like God sees us is very transforming, isn't it?
It really is. I think that so many times we have believed those lies about ourselves, those shame-based kind of embarrassing things that happened as a child in the classroom or with friends or maybe even in our own homes, and we've believed them. They have become such a part of who we are that sometimes it takes some time to really unravel those. It takes a long time, maybe years, to unravel those from ourselves so that we can live as the freest versions of ourselves. But what a lot of women will do instead of doing that is wear masks. We wear masks to hide what we think are the flaws instead of living as the freest versions of ourselves because we've been told from maybe a young age, we don't like you that way. And we put on the masks. And I really am committed in my ministry and at this conference to helping women look in the mirror in a different way. Not only the physical mirror, but just all the things that we believe about ourselves on the insides.
How do women, or how can we make that transition from maybe years of wearing those masks and trying to be who we think we ought to be, to experiencing that real freedom in Christ to be who He's created us to be, and to be able to enjoy that and who He has created us uniquely to be.
First and foremost, the first thing that we have to do is remind ourselves what God says about us. All the answers are in the good book. It is all there from Genesis to Revelation. Him whispering what I call His pre-approval over us, that He has a pre-approved purpose for us. He has us exactly where He wants us for this time in history, that He had pre-approved where we're going to live and what we're going to do. And understanding that God has a pre-approved purpose for us gives us a new peace on the inside. So living into that pre-approval is really important. And part of what I have been talking to women about doing is to risk dropping the mask and showing your weakness and your vulnerability. Because when we walk around mask-free and are the truest versions of ourselves, it gives other women permission to do the same. Where women would look to each other, like C.S. Lewis once said, "Oh, you too? I thought I was the only one." It lets people know they're not alone. When we wear a little bit more of our brokenness on the outside, when we leave our house maybe a little bit messier when the Bible study ladies are coming over this afternoon, that, you know what, I didn't have to create something picture perfect here. I'm just going to let you see the realest me. And it gives those women permission to do the exact same thing, whether that's when you're invited into their home and their Bible study, or just invited into their lives and what's going on a daily basis in the lives of your friends and your sisters.
You know, I love the idea of the pre-approval of God, because that's before we can do or be anything. We are pre-approved. And the love and the approval that we get in the world is all conditional. It's on, you know, I love you unless, or I like you until, you know, it's all conditional. But God's love and God's approval, like you said, it's pre-approval. It's unconditional.
Yeah, right. And, you know, you can't get unloved by God. And the message of Easter is that we can't get unloved by God. And a lot of times I'll say, you know, but God loves you and He approves of you just as you are. And I usually get one of two responses from people who don't quite believe that. One of them is, I don't believe it because look at the chaos and the agony of my life for proof. Look at the circumstances. And the other is, well, my past is too messy. My sin is too great. God could love you, Jennifer, but He could never love me. But God says that we don't base our understanding of His love and His approval for us on our circumstances. He says, this is how God showed us His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. So in this case, the proof is in His actions, not just in His words, because, you know, on Easter morning, He bodily walks out of a tomb, right?
Mm-hmm.
To give us hope and peace and unbreakable love. And I like to think of it as God dying for us. He didn't die for us because we had it all together. He died for us because we didn't have it all together. All the things that we think are imperfect about us, that what we get in exchange is Him. And that is that's just the beautiful nature of our life of imperfection, that we aren't turned away from love and approval, of God's approval, because of our imperfection. It's what drew Him to us in the first place.
Mm. You know, and what you're saying reminds me of Francesca Battistelli's song, If We're Honest. And I think, you know, we all crave that. We want somebody with whom we can be honest, we can be real, we can be authentic, we can drop those masks that you were talking about, because we all struggle. I mean, we all struggle. We all fall down. Even those of us, you know, perhaps in the public eye in ministry as you are, you know, we all struggle. None of us have arrived. None of us have made it. We all have flaws, and maybe they're just more obvious, you know, when you're in the public eye even. But there is a freedom and there is a release that comes in resting in God and accepting His pre-approval, mm-hmm. and knowing we don't have to be perfect and we don't have to pretend to be perfect to be used by Him and to be loved by Him.
So true, Darla. You know, when you were talking about that, people in ministry and how we Sometimes I'll sit at my computer and I'll be about ready to post something on my Facebook page and maybe admit something that I've been feeling on the inside. And I'll think, I can't share that. They'll think I'm crazy. How am I ever going to be credible? And how can I really show that mess, that big of a mess that's going on inside of me right now? But almost to the post, those tend to be the ones that resonate the most with women. Because, you know, a lot of us are just experiencing the same things on the inside, but some of us are just too scared to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes I'll just feel so completely vulnerable and just have to step away from the computer after sharing some of those kinds of things. But I can see how it helps us when we come to the table and express that brokenness or talk about where we're feeling messy. And instead of presenting a polished version, I think it's just better for the body of Christ if we're just real about our own struggle and inviting other people into that.
And isn't that the way that God intended the body of Christ to work? He didn't create perfect people in a perfect environment. He put messy people together in a messy environment that we can grow together. And, you know, we are to be accountable to one another, and we are to call one another out when we need it, but mm-hmm. to grow together, but also to give that grace and that love and that acceptance as we are all on this spiritual journey, becoming more Christ-like, hopefully, each and every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true. And, you know, this culture is geared toward presenting as pretty of a picture as possible. Let's see what Instagram filter we can slap on that picture.
Oh, yeah.
How can I crop this stuff off of the picture before I put it on Facebook? And, you know, that's not who Jesus was. Don't go through the Gospels, and it's just rich with examples of him inviting the lowly person to the table and, you know, being invited into those homes and going into those homes. And it gives me, going back to the Gospels every day, gives me always a fresh picture of how God takes us as we are, where we are. But he promises that he won't leave us that way. He's always changing us and doing a new thing. But even when we mess up, he still is going to meet us at the table.
So does that mean, like, our profile picture on Facebook, we do that, like, without makeup and, you know, without the right lighting and everything, or what?
I know, right? I mean, I get so caught up in it, too. I want to, you know, I know the exact filter to use to take, like, 5 years off of my face.
I need 20. You got one of those? And how do we get rid of this little double chin here? If we get it just the right angle, we'll look really good, right? Well, almost.
Yeah, it's hard because, you know, in ministry, too, there is an expectation that you fit a certain image. Mm-hmm. Every time I go to come to a place like Sparta or Nashville or Texas or wherever I happen to be going to speaking before, I have to preach that message of pre-approval to my own self.
Yeah.
Because I'm wondering, am I wearing the right clothes? Do I know, like, if I'm wearing the little ankle I don't even know what they're called, the little ankle boots.
I don't know either, but I know what you're talking about.
Do I cuff my jeans or not cuff my jeans? Am I relevant enough? Do I have the right kinds of stories to share? Like, even as I am going in front of a group of women to preach about living pre-approved, God is saying to me, Jennifer, you are pre-approved too. It's been a very humbling experience, I will tell you, to have to remind myself to preach those words again and again to my own heart, because I can easily fall victim to it in the minutes before I take the stage.
Yeah. You know, we do. There's also, I'm sure, in your heart, too, a sense of responsibility, because you don't want to cause anybody to stumble, and you want to be, you know, you want to be one that's able to share, you know, God's truth and love. So we'll give you some grace and some slack there, even if you're worried about whether you should cuff your pants or not. I don't know.
I knew I loved you, Wisconsin women.
But anyhow, we are looking forward to you coming for the conference. It's the Flawless Women's Conference taking place April 29th. And 30th at New Life Assembly in Sparta. Again, the conference speaker has been our guest today, Jennifer Dukes Lee. She is the author of Love Idol, wonderful book, and it's going to be a great couple of days there. Jennifer, who would you like to invite to this conference? Who should come?
I think any woman that is really just needing some rest, just to some time to spend with other women in the Word, women who just need to press pause on all of the busyness in their day and in their week and just sit in the presence of God. I know that there will be wonderful worship there. There will be people praying. I hope to bring a message that gives women hope and reminds them that they're loved just as they are, not as they think they should be. I hope that those women will think to maybe invite a friend or a sister, maybe somebody from church that hasn't been to that sort of thing, and really that just we would all have an opportunity to get together and worship the Lord and give Him glory.
I know it is a message that we all need and need to be reminded of over and over and over again, even as you are walking up to the stage to share with the women.
Right.
You know, that is that message that we are pre-approved. We are loved unconditionally by our Heavenly Father, by our Creator. Jennifer, you also have a new book coming out, and we're going to be talking in the near future about that. But you want to say a quick couple of words about your new book?
Yes, I'm so excited about it. It makes me so happy. The book is actually called The Happiness Dare. And if your listeners are on Instagram, they can start following along with that and hashtagging The Happiness Dare. And this book is really about finding happiness right where you are.
Oh, right where I'm at? Is that possible?
right where you are, wherever you are at this moment. This book is for anybody who's wondered if God even cares about your happiness. Does He really just care about joy? Does He care more about your holiness or your happiness? And it's for anybody who wants to know, if God cares about my happiness, where do I go to find it? So I'm really excited about this book. And if you want to just get a jump start on learning more about what it looks like to take the happiness there, join us on Instagram.
That's exciting. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, and we will be talking more about that in the near future. But meanwhile, back to the Flawless Women's Conference coming up April 29th and 30th at New Life Assembly in Sparta. You can find all the information on our website on the community calendar under the News and Events tab at praisenetwork.com. It is going to be a wonderful weekend, pre-approved by all of us here at the Praise Network, and sure hope that you can join us along with our special guest today, Jennifer Dukes-Lee. Jennifer, always a pleasure to talk with you.
You too. It's always so fun. Connect with you and talk about what God is doing in our lives. And just I'll be praying for the women who attend this conference and some who are listening right now that just need that little nudge to make the move and make plans. We just really hope to see you there.
Sounds exciting. And hopefully we'll get on that bike trail while you're here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Again, that is the Flawless Women's Conference, April 29th and 30th at New Life Assembly in Sparta. Find the details on our calendar under the News and Events tab at praisenetwork.com. Here's Francesca Battistelli, If We're Honest.